This is Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmel Radio News update at 8. I'm Olive Thomas. Liberia's permanent representative to the United Nations, Ambassador Louise Brown, has called on the international community not to perceive migration as a threat to human development, rather as a form of development, providing Africa's perspective on the zero draft of the Global Compact on Safe, Orderly and Regular Migration. Ambassador Brown said the continent believes that integration and development are unthinkable without the mobility of people, goods and services. He said migrants should be seen as agents who can contribute in accelerating socio-economic development in countries of origin and countries of destination. According to a dispatch from the Liberia's permanent mission to the United Nations, Ambassador Brown, who currently heads the African Group of Ambassadors to the UN, proposed a full recognition of the positive role of migration in the global economy at the international and national policy-making levels. The Liberia Revenue Authority has certificated 13 professionals as licensed tax practitioners in the country as a means of upholding the culture of standard tax administration. Tax practitioners are individuals who provide advice to taxpayers or any other person about the application of a tax act or who assists with the completion of a return for taxpayers. The certification comes on the heels of a rigorous vetting process in line with a set standards as stipulated in the Act establishing the LRA. The license will enable the practitioners to practice and adhere to professional standards and be legally recognized by the LRA as certified tax practitioners. Speaking during the certification program at the LRA headquarters in Paintsville, Commissioner General Elfrida Tamba said the process was a significant mark of transformation and achievement for the authority. The head of a charity organization, African Child Willis, says in order for Liberians to love their country, they should first appreciate Liberia's arts and culture. According to Willis Maria Sawe, she believes strongly that the rejection of culture leads to lack of patriotism. She said the purpose of the African Child Rallies is to turn Liberian arts and culture into a unique fashion style. She added that the African Child Rallies has a vision to take arts and culture to the national and international level with the aim to dress this generation with men's shoes, singlets, coats, bags, t-shirts and children's clothes, among others.
A nation that rejects its culture will never be developed. I want to use culture to help the life of children in Liberia. The African Child Rallies is an art and a cultural organization. I want to work with the disabled, especially for the children, because I want the African Child Rallies to help in developing these children, and most of them have skills that we can work with, like the art, the fixing of slippers, of shoes, of clothes. They would just sit and cushion and do a lot of things.
The head of a charity organization, African Child Rallies. The news is coming to you from Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Satellite images obtained by the BBC suggest that fishing continued at a site of a massive oil spill in the East China Sea for days after the incident. Most of the fishing vessels in the affected region were identified as Chinese. There have been major concerns over possible contamination in seafood and marine life in and around the region. The spill occurred after an oil tanker collided with another cargo ship on the 6th of January before sinking days later. It was transporting 136,000 tons or almost 1 million barrels of ultra-light crude oil known as condensate to South Korea. And an investigation by scientists has shown that sipping acidic drinks such as fruit teas and flavored water can wear away teeth and damage the enamel. The King's College London team found that drinking them between meals and savouring them for too long increased the risk of tooth erosion from acid. The research in the British Dental Journal looked at the diets of 300 people with severe erosive tooth wear. It said the problem was increasing as people snacked more. That's the Ome Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.umissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003 or twitter/unmilnews. I'm Olive Samas. Good morning.